From my perspective, it was really I reached out to my agent at the end of last season and a few weeks back, and just really expressed to him that, you know, Philly's a team that I really want to be on for the long run, and obviously one more year left, and then facing free agency and a lot of unknown. I told him basically if the feeling's mutual, you know, I'd love to get something long term done, and he took it from there. And obviously, Mr. Lurie and Howie and Doug really felt like, you know, they wanted to start to build around players that they have already in the building. You saw some other guys get extended. And so it felt good to me to know that I was on that list of players that they feel like they can start to build around to win a championship. And, you know, like I said, that feeling was mutual and really looking forward to the opportunity.
It's not often that the third contract is bigger than the second contract. What have these past 2 years done for your career?
I mean, it's been huge, you know, ever since I got here to Philly. And I've had the two best seasons of my life, personally. It's been the healthiest I've been in my career. And it's really started to – my career has really started to take off, you know, I feel like, and I'm really just catching stride. So, it's, you know, it's timing is everything in this league, and I think it's the perfect time for not only myself but this organization to really start to put some things in places to get to the next level. And like I said, I'm really excited about being part of that plan.
What has been the difference between the last 2 years versus
your first 5? I think, you know, it's really about timing and the right situation, you know, the right match. Being here the last two seasons, I've been able to really play in systems that complement my skill set really well, and it's led to higher production. It's led to better seasons, but also being put in a position where I've kind of been pushed to the forefront to be a leader, and that's something I did previous to that, but not necessarily like the roles I've had here. And I think that's made me better teammates, made me a better player, knowing that, you know, I'd be in the forefront. And so, you know, those situations and timings don't always work out for every player, and I'm just, you know, really blessed and excited that it's been working out, and looking forward to kind of extending that.
I'm sorry, but you're having a new scheme here with Jim Schwartz. Mm-hmm. Do you know enough about it to project how you're going to fit into it?
No, I don't. But it's not really a concern. Since I've been in the league, I've played under probably four or five D coordinators, or this might be my fifth one. And they're all different schools of thought, and you know, I think obviously there's going to be some change and a little bit of different role being in a different scheme, but I still think I know for a fact that Jim is one of those people who he knows how to mold his defense to what his players do best. And I think that's all that every player, you know, can ask for is a coach that is going to put them in a situation to allow them to succeed and not ask them to do something that they're not necessarily good at.
Malcolm, you alluded to Lane Johnson signing Vinny, Zach. There's been a bunch of guys since the season ended, a bunch of guys in their prime. What does it do for the kind of – I mean, the last couple of years, you guys made, as a team, made news by letting good players go. Now you're kind of making news by keeping them. What does it do for the kind of vibe in the building when they're moving to sign all you guys and keep all you guys?
Yeah, well, I think it gives your players confidence, you know, that if you play well, you produce, that you'll be rewarded. You know, and so it builds that camaraderie. And when you have consistency with leaders in the locker room, you know, that over time, you build on that and you develop culture and you develop, you know, camaraderie more than just the X's and O's. And I think when you look at that model across the NFL, those who use it usually do well. And a lot of the playoff teams that you've seen this year have that same model where they build off of guys that they drafted. They build off of players that they want for their future. And then they add where needed. And I think that philosophy change, more than anything this offseason, has been probably the thing that spoke the most volumes and that guys in the locker room have paid attention to. And it gives you incentive or more want to be in this building and be an Eagle. You get proud of having that that logo on your chest.
Malcolm,
Now, were you thinking, even before free agency and a draft ahead, that this defense has the talent to be an upper echelon defense?
I think so. I think you saw it for really the majority of the year. When we played together and played well, we were pretty much ranked in the top five in almost all important categories. And so that's not by accident. And I think we have the players in the building already to really be a dominant defense. I think there are some pieces that, you know, we may need to change or address or shift around. But for the most part, I think we have what we need. And I think when you add a coach like Jim Schwartz and his defense and his track record of having really good defenses, especially up front, and I think that's where our strength is up front, I think that'll be I think it'll take us to a next level, being able to cut some of those guys loose, have them be a lot more productive. I think it's going to be great. And so we're all looking forward to getting to the point where we can actually talk football around here, because right now, due to all the rules, we can't dive into the playbook. We can't talk about schematics. But when that window does open up, I think everybody's excited. Everybody will be, all ears to hear how we're going to attack this new season.
As one of the leaders on the defense, what will your role be in as a new coaching staff influence the new scheme? I mean, will you take a big hands-on role in making sure the other guys are doing what they're doing?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that I'm looking forward to it'll be new to me as well, and I'm usually a fast learner, but I'm going to approach it the same way, you know, Eric Rowe or a rookie that we bring in will approach it, you know, and I think when your leaders do that, then everybody follows suit. But, you know, with a new staff, they're going to lean heavily as well on the leaders to kind of lead the way, and you know, because they don't necessarily have a grasp of the locker room just yet. And so I think the first few months is obviously going to be kind of that dance of working out everybody's role, whether it be just on the team, in the meeting rooms, you know, and how that goes. But I think we're looking forward to being more unified, especially on the defensive side of the ball, with meetings, being with linebackers and the secondary so that we're on the same page, linebackers in the D-line so that they're on the same page. And that's things that, you know, guys have been used to other places that we hadn't done here that I think will help out.
Last year, a lot was made by some people that with a tempo offense, the defense was on the field a lot of time. With a more traditional offense, or what's projected to be a West Coast offense, should the defense benefit from that?
I think so. I mean, when you talk about just the time on the field, I think so, and the amount of snaps. You know, the last two seasons, I've played the most snaps I've ever played in my life, and I felt good, to be honest. But I think, you know, it's just like anything. The more exposure you have, the harder it is to succeed. And I think with our defense playing a normal amount of snaps, I think we can have a lot of success, especially when we talk about controlling the clock and just really complementing one another. And I think that's really what it's all about is how does your offense complement your defense? And that's really starts upstairs with the coaching staff to figure out, you know, what scheme they want to do on both ends and how does that mesh together? How does that flow in a game? But, you know, as players, we just want to play.
Now, partnering with Walter Thurman allowed you probably to do a little more of what you like to do, playing in the slots. Where do you think things stand with him? And do you think that he's the type of guy that you want to continue playing with?
He's definitely a guy that I want to continue to play with. I think his knowledge of the game and his production speaks for itself. I think he's a player that can make a lot of plays, made a lot of plays for us, and is very versatile, just kind of similar to myself where, you know, he played corner his whole career, and then his first year at safety was a very, very productive one, and I thought he played well. Obviously, there's with him being a free agent, there's some things to work out on that, but you know, if a deal could get done, I'd love to have Walter back. I think his versatility did free me up a lot, you know, and allow both of us to kind of do what we do best. But how that fits into this new defense and new scheme we're doing, I wouldn't know. You know, and that's really up to Jim and Howie and everybody else to figure out, where they want to go with that.
In 2013, you experienced a contract year. Was it important for you to avoid all that comes with playing in the final year of a
Yeah, I think for me, having gone through that with the Saints, leaving there, the biggest thing I felt was, you know, that the team obviously didn't want me there and didn't value, you know, me as a player. And I think that's more important than money to me. And so to be in a situation where you have a year, you know, another year on your deal, and the team still wants to extend that, and they see your value, they want you in the building, and they want to build around you, that speaks volumes. And that's very, very important to a player like me. And it was very important. It meant a lot to me, obviously, in this situation. And I'm excited, you know, to be in an organization that sees your talent, that values your talent, and expresses that in commitment is huge.
Were you heavily involved in doing this contract, or did you just?
No, I'm one of those people. I pay my agent, you know, to do a job. I'm not going to do it for him. You know, I just expressed to him that I want to be in Philly long term, if that's an option. And, you know, they took it from there. I think, you know, the Eagles did a good job of, you know, obviously expressing that, you know, I was definitely in the plans. But the negotiations, I leave that between Howie and my agent.
But this is something you approached them about, correct? Or?
Well, I told my agent, you know, and I'm sure he reached out on my behalf, and you know, there are conversations. That, like I said, when it came back, it was mutual, okay. And so that was a good starting point.
Now, most safety tandems now in the NFL are interchangeable. There isn't as much of free and strong in the box guy versus the center field. Jim's defenses previously were like that. Have you looked a lot at what his defenses have done before, and knowing that, do you think it's, you know, what effect do you think it's going to have on, at least in terms of what you like to do, playing in the slot?
Yeah, I think so. When you play safe, like I play every safety position basically, so I can be a free, I'll be a strong. And watching some of his previous games, like I watched when he was in Buffalo, they played Green Bay. His safeties, pretty much like you said, are interchangeable. But I guess where I have to figure out is, and it's really based off of personnel, who all we have in the room, and how do you get your best five DBs on the field, is does that include me being at the nickel or at the safety position? And I think that's really, even this past year, that was really a week-by-week conversation based on matchups and based on what we're doing. So that's something that, like I said, we hadn't had a chance to talk about yet and probably won't for another month now, but playing a nickel is something I'm very, very comfortable doing and I enjoy doing, but also I know what me playing the safety position means to the entire defense. You know, so I have fun playing a nickel, but you need that guy on the back end to run your defense, to get everybody lined up, to you know, patrol those airways. And so I'm trying to figure out now how to be great at both and play whatever role this team needs me to play.
Now, what kind of a comfort level do you have with the quarterback situation? We know how important that is. In signing this new contract, what sort of comfort level do you have that, you know, that's going to work out?
Talking about with Sam?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I have no idea. I don't know from a business standpoint. I don't know where the team is at and where Sam is at. As a player, you kind of sit back and you just hope for the best. I think everybody in this building wants Sam as our quarterback. And I think that's every player and everyone in the front office, every coach. I think everybody believes we can win with Sam. But, you know, every player has to handle their business as an individual. And as players, we don't get caught up in that. So we're just waiting to see like everybody else.
In the past, you've spoken about being in Philly, being not far from Piscataway. What value is that in this deal?
It's a huge value for me and my family. You know, being an hour away from home is something that, you know, playing at Ohio State and then playing in New Orleans, I didn't have the luxury of, you know, being able to have friends and family come to every game. You know, and so even though my ticket requests are pretty high now, it's still a good problem to have. And, you know, I love being back on the East Coast. It's just, you know, it's in my blood, and I think it comes out in my play.
What kind of impact, what kind of input did you have, like, the past 2 years on, like, the kind of defense that was played, and do you think you might have some, like, you know, going forward with the new scheme?
Yeah, the last 2 years I've been heavily involved in, like, the game plan and and kind of being the voice for the players, what we like to play, what we think we can get away with, as well as, you know, just things I see on tape and what I think we should run. They've allowed me to be very vocal and have input on what it is that we run. And I think it's because they trust that I'll study. They trust that I've put in the work to actually have a voice. Moving forward, obviously, that's something that I'd like to continue to have input. And that's really just based on the coaching staff and how easily they kind of put aside their egos and how, you know, how easily they collaborate with players. But I know keeping Corey Underlin was huge for me because we have that relationship. We have, you know, those conversations where we can talk about what we think is the best option for us, especially in the secondary, what we want to run coverage-wise. He'll leave it up to me to let him know, you know, which tools we like to use in different coverages. And if we don't agree, he'll teach me, you know, his mindset. And so I'm learning at the same time. So, you know, I think that relationship will continue. I think as long as everybody's trying to win, you know, everybody checks their ego at the door and it becomes a collaborative effort.
As a player, what's next for you? What's the next step in your development?
For me, I think I need to continue to work on my leadership and especially now that I know I'll be here for a while. It's really investing in the locker room and bringing the guys together. But personally, I think my game is really taking advantage of every opportunity that comes in a game. And I think really that comes down to catching the football. And I think I've put myself in position to make a lot of plays and have made a lot of plays. But when I have every goal, I want to be the best safety in the league. And I think the only thing stopping me from proclaiming that is probably the plays on the football. And the plays are there. I just got to come up with them. So that's been my focus this offseason. And I'm looking forward to making those plays this next season.
Have you talked to Sam Bradford?
No, I haven't. You know, it's a little tough when everybody gets out of town. But, no, I haven't.
Thanks, Doug.